Is this the detective squad room?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Nick?
Yeah.
Oh. Anything I can do for you?
Who are you?
Detective Yamada. Actually, I'm acting in the...
Yeah, I'm Vogel, lieutenant. Temporarily in command.
Is that the office?
Yeah, that's where...
Yeah, thanks.
Listen, I'm Sergeant Wojciechowicz.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that later. Meanwhile, why don't you guys just do what you always do?
I hate him.
Harris.
Yeah.
We gotta go over to the hotel. Report to Sergeant Rossmore, Manhattan South Command Post.
Well, it's exciting. It's my first real all-out assault.
Nick?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you that I think you did a good job taking over.
Didn't get a chance to do much.
Well, you didn't blow nothing.
Got a new tie.
Look, it's like William Henry Harrison, you know? I mean, he was president for only a month or so and had a rather short, undistinguished term. But then again, I mean, he didn't do anything wrong, you know?
He had only 1 month?
Yeah, he sort of, died. He caught a cold at the inaugural ball.
Well, at least I didn't die.
Hey, that's the right attitude.
How'd you go?
Oh, pretty much as I expected.
Oh, my God.
No, it was not. They asked why I did what I did and why I didn't do what I didn't do. For the most part, it was civil.
That's good. We were ready to testify in case you needed character witnesses.
Well, thanks, but it wasn't necessary. Where are all the character witnesses?
Manchester Hotel.
Oh, yeah. Anything new?
Nothing new.
So, how's it been going? I mean, taking over the reins of authority, as it were.
I'm lucky that I still have my health. William Henry Harrison.
Oh.
Barney.
Hello?
Now, that comes later. First you go knock, knock, and then I say come in, and then we say hello.
I didn't think anyone would be in here. I'm, Captain Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm Lieutenant Vogel. Temporary, command while you're under suspension.
Lieutenant? May I?
Sure, go ahead.
You know, you act like this is the first time.
This is the first time I've been suspended.
No, no, I mean the first time the department ever gored you.
The department and I had a difference of opinion. I happen to have my methods and they have theirs.
What, are you brainwashed? I mean, somebody kicks you in the face and you don't even feel it, huh?
Lieutenant, I just don't feel there's any point in becoming bitter about it.
Why not? Makes you feel good.
Me too.
Oh, Barney.
what happened? How did it go?
Oh, listen, fine. I should be hearing something later today.
Yeah, well, I think it stinks. You know, they got a lot of nerve crucifying someone with your record.
I appreciate it. Listen, I appreciate all of your support, but don't worry about it, huh?
Hey, man, how are we not going to worry? I mean, you could have been suspended, fired, kicked off the force.
Didn't the possibility of acquittal occur to anyone?
Oh, yeah, well, sure.
It's a possibility.
Well, what's going on down the hotel?
It's like a marine invasion down there.
Yeah, but
tasteful.
Wonderful.
Blue and whites all over the place. Tactical weapons squads. Some shots got fired.
Shots?
Well, no one was hit.
Thank God for small favors.
They were breaking out the tear gas when we left.
Wonderful. Sounds like quite a party.
Yeah, well, look, Barn, just for the record, I just want you to know that we think you made the right decision. Really.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thanks. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Look, let me clear your desk.
Oh, no. Hey,
you can use my desk.
No. It's your desk.
Ah. Hey, come on. I like to stand.
Come on, I'll sit over there by the window.
All right, I'll sit by the window.
Oh, sure, you sit and use your desk. That's an order. Make that a request from an associate.
That's cute.
Morning, Miss,
I still don't know.
All right.
But she has been recalling some images. Doctor says that's typical. Although she could remember everything at any time.
I hope so. At least I think I hope so. It's a little frightening not knowing what your past is going to be like.
True.
Why don't you have a seat? I'll be right with you.
You won't be gone long, will you?
No.
Dietrich, don't you think maybe she's getting a little overly dependent on you?
It's only natural that she would. I'm the first person she met, so naturally she could confide in me more.
Yeah, but...
She was just telling me there's a little squirrel on a windowsill this morning. She said he sat up, he looked at her, and he waved.
Cute.
Seems to be the standard reaction.
Are you making any progress on an ID?
She had a stub of a bus ticket, Harrisburg to New York.
And?
Nothing from Harrisburg. So I'm checking the schedules of the buses that went up to Harrisburg that day. Uh-huh. So one of the cities should have something.
Good idea.
Sergeant Dietrich.
Coming. Gotta go.
Hey, Molly. Well, looks like you didn't get scratched up too much, huh?
No, not too bad. Yeah. I thought you were on vacation.
I am. I'm on it now. Can't you tell?
No tennis racket?
Nah, I don't go in for that sissy stuff, Barney. Besides, just drop by to see how you're making out.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Right. Hey, Barney, I stopped in that little travel agency down around the corner, you know. Picked up a few brochures. Look at this one, Barney, that Playboy Club, like Geneva, Wisconsin, you know. Hey, get a load of this. Look at them running around. Them skimpy little bunny outfits in the snow, huh? I'd see what they wear in the summertime, huh, Barney? Huh?
Yeah, Barney.
Well... I sent notices to all the towns within 200 miles of Harrisburg. So we should know something in a couple hours.
Good. It's just that I... Who knows what I might find out? It's a little frightening. Suppose I'm married with children.
Try and look at the bright side. Hey, would you have any objections to me calling you Mary?
No. In fact, it sounds kind of familiar.
I always liked that name.
Is it your mother's?
Could be. I only knew her as Mom.
Lieutenant Vogel, Inspector Luger. Lieutenant Vogel is temporarily in command.
Vogel, how you doing?
Well, they sent me here, didn't they?
Ah, Lieutenant Rossmore.
Harris, who's in charge around here?
Depends on the time of day. Lieutenant Vogel.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Rossmore, Manhattan South.
Vogel, the 3-8, way out on Staten Island.
So what?
Nothing. I got orders to pick up Captain Miller.
What's that?
This lieutenant.
Yeah. What's that, Russell? What's going on?
I have been ordered. I mean, requested. To ask you if you want to come over to the Manchester Hotel.
By whom?
Hey, look, it's not my idea. My captain wants it. One of our guys winged a tenant. Now everybody's starting to get nervous about the publicity and the public opinion.
Not to mention the danger to human life.
I didn't mention.
I noticed.
Right. Anyway, they want to know if you want to try talking to those nuts inside with the guns.
Why me?
Because those nuts inside with the guns said they won't talk to anybody but you.
I wouldn't go.
Yes, you would.
Well, maybe I would, but you don't owe the department nothing. They got a lot of guns down there.
Well, Joe, they're reasonable people. They can be talked to.
Hey, listen. If I had my way, we'd have had that building cleared out by now. We'd all be back at our desks.
I bet. Let's go, Russell.
Be careful.
You said it. Miss Elizondo, I warned you that this situation would get dangerous, and it has. And the odds are all against you.
¿Quiere hablar un poco más alto, por favor?
Excuse me?
He wants for you to talk louder.
Does he speak English?
No.
Well, somebody's going to get hurt.
They're not afraid of getting hurt. They're afraid of leaving their home. They're afraid of leaving their friends, of losing their community, of losing el alma, el espíritu, la unidad. ¿Qué es la palabra que busco, Rodríguez?
Acercamiento.
Es acercamiento. El acercamiento. And you don't understand that.
That's true. I don't understand that. But I do know what you're talking about. And you know I know what you're talking about, or you wouldn't be talking to me now.
Can you tell them where they're going to live? Can you tell them where they're going to work? You know, personally, I can make a living anywhere.
Miss Elizondo, the fact of the matter is that this property does not belong to them. Now, you went to court, you tried to get the eviction changed, and you couldn't do it. You tried to get an extension on the eviction, you couldn't do that either.
We do not leave until we have a place to go.
Miss Elizondo.
Everybody, all together.
But there are 60 policemen out there with weapons who are not going to go away. Es importante que usted... ustedes comprenden la el ¿qué pasa aquí?
Cookies.
No, thank you. Gracias.
No.
Please, Miss Elizondo, please tell them that I will do everything in my power to see to it that each and every one of them is properly relocated.
Sure. You don't think they've been told that before?
Please tell them I respect their position. I know that they are determined. I know they have courage. But I know they have weapons, but they can't win. All right, look, you have friends in here. Well, I have friends out there. Now, Miss Elizondo, somebody is going to get killed because this place is going to be cleared out one way or another. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't have enough friends that I can afford to lose even one.
¿Qué?
It's a very good question, Mr. Rodriguez. Very good question.
Hey, Barney.
Hey, glad to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
Barney, look, we tried to get through, but we couldn't.
Yeah, well, what went on over there?
I went in, I talked to them, and that's it. I mean, I gave it my best shot. How long Manhattan South holds off? Well, that's the question.
Your name is Jennifer DeLuca.
Oh, my God. That's right. I think I'm a nun.
I wasn't going to mention it if you didn't.
Me again.
Oh, Mr. Walsh, I'm glad to see you.
That's the first time anybody has ever said that to me. Boy, I'll tell you, sometimes this job really gets to me, you know? I'm not proud of some of the filthy, rotten things I'm forced to do. You understand?
Mr. Walsh, you've been drinking.
Oh, yeah. For years. I'm very good at it.
Mr. Walsh. Look, Mr. Walsh, those people down at the Manchester.
Oh.
See, if I can assure them of a place where they can all go together, well, your company has a lot of empty buildings, right?
Oh, dozens and dozens.
My point is, if it were possible...
I see where you're going. You want me to get the company to allow them to move into one of the other buildings.
Exactly.
They wouldn't do that.
Why not?
Because we are not responsible for those people.
But they're human beings.
So what do we care? Drexler Foss is a very big corporation. We're interested in the development of real estate, not the petty problems of human beings.
That is a singularly stinking attitude.
Why do you think I drink?
Look, Mr. Walsh, it can't be very good for your corporate image to have armed police invading your hotel, killing a few stubborn people in the name of urban renewal.
That's true.
Well, then it may not be such a bad idea to pass my suggestion along.
Well...
Harris, dial a number for Mr. Walsh.
Sure, if he can say it, I can dial it.
Yeah, excuse me. What is it?
Meet Sister Jennifer DeLuca.
Sister? As in,
As in, that's the way it goes.
Good work, Coffee.
Yeah. Wasn't it?
What the hell do you mean it's not our responsibility? Well, it's easy for you to say, sitting there in your office with your secretaries and your plants. You don't have to do any of the dirty work. You don't have to see their pathetic, ridiculous faces when I tell them they're going to get shot out of their homes. How do you like that for a corporate image, baby?
Mark, some of the people are coming out of the hotel.
Oh, thank God.
Not all of them. The hooker went back in to talk to the rest of them.
You're referring to Miss Elizondo?
Elizondo, yeah.
Captain? They said yes.
Oh,
they're gonna give him another building.
Mr. Walsh, I'm proud of you.
My God, I gotta sit down.
Yeah, right here, Mr. Walsh. Just have a seat. Bojo, get on the phone, tell them down the hotel we've got someplace for them to go.
Right, Barney.
We do have some place for them to go, right?
Yeah, until they tear it down. But that won't be for a couple of months.
One step at a time, Mr. Walsh. One step at a time.
Captain?
Yeah?
I'm going to take over to Manhattan South.
Okay. Arthur?
If you don't mind, I'd like to go back to Captain and Dietrich.
You like?
Yeah, well, sometimes it just doesn't pay to get too familiar.
Well, it's all yours again.
What?
Commissioner's office just called. Seems like you're back in the saddle again.
Congratulations. Congratulations, Barney. Way to go.
That little hipky-dripky you pulled this afternoon helped get you reinstated. But you're still officially reprimanded.
Reprimanded? They got a hell of a nerve. I take that as a personal insult.
My apologies, Inspector.
It's okay.
Well, so long, boys. Thanks for the use of the hole.
That's Hall.
Whatever.
I want to thank you very much for all your help.
Well, you're welcome, but it's really Sergeant Dietrich you have to thank.
I think I did. But I can't be sure.
Dietrich? I'm sorry.
Hey, don't worry about it. When I lose to the biggest.
In a world without Fandemonium, it could take weeks, months, maybe even a full year to see all the essential episodes that TV Land brings you in just 48 hours. So stay up and stay tuned.